Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Adam in for Chad, 209 WCCO. We welcome to the program Rochelle Olson of the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Colwell Banker Hotline. I'm glad I have a chance to talk to you because I think you and I are in a similar boat where you, after year, you don't have to gasp at that. After several years of being a news reporter, calling balls and strikes, now you are a columnist where you can opine on various things. I also was a news reporter for a very long time, and now I'm a talk show host where I can opine on various topics. Have you made that transition smoothly? Has it gone as well as you had thought, or do you still, I won't say struggle, but how is it gone for you?
I don't know. I guess I could say you tell me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I mean about my work, not your work.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, you can opine on my work. Hell, I don't care. You know, that's what we do.
Yeah. No, I think it's hard.
Yeah.
I think. It's hard. I catch myself all the time trying to write something, and then some days it happens where I'm like, well, I'll give you a recent example.
Sure.
On Wednesday, when the news came about the twins, I was working on something else mm-hmm. that'll run next week, and I kind of continued working on that, and I thought, you know, maybe I should write about this twins thing, and then I pivoted and wrote something on Deadline, and working on Deadline can be kind of exhilarating,
yep.
also scary, but that's sort of the thrill of it. But it was also, I felt at times like, whoa, this is definitely stuff I couldn't have said before.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of weird when you're so used to trying to play it down the middle
yep.
and thinking, do I have a right to say this?
Yes.
Should I, this, you know, I mean, you kind of get in your head, and that's why I bring up the whole writing on Deadline. In some ways it's easier because you have to be done at a certain time, and so you don't have a lot of time to think about it. But and I mean, you really, you know, you could, having been a reporter for so long and having seen so much, you could get to the point, you could argue both sides of something. Somebody could tell you to pick this side and argue that. And so it's, sometimes it's like, is this right? And it's like, well, I don't know if it's right, but it is my opinion at this moment.
Right.
It's complicated.
It's using,
is what I'm saying.
I equate it to like just using different parts of my brain. Whereas I'm not saying that being a news reporter was easy by any stretch of the imagination. You
no.
had to put your work in, but at the same time, you didn't have to use the part of your brain where that says, okay, how do I feel about this? And what is my angle on this? And that is a whole different kind of skill set that I've had to develop here. And it's caused me a lot of stress, frankly, and I like what I do, but it's a whole different level of stress.
Well, and as you know, it's like, as with anything often in life, your feelings or thoughts about it can change.
Yes.
Over, 30 minutes from now, I'm not going to be as angry about whatever. And tomorrow, I'm certainly going to look at it differently. So that's hard, too, because, with the sort of age and wisdom, Adam, you're sort of always evolving, and you also sort of want to, as a reporter, you see people in tough situations yep. and often want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't like to kick people when they're down. So, right. That's sort of pretty easy. But, pole ads are never down, so don't have to worry about that, I guess. But it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. And people always are coming up to me saying, oh, you must be having fun. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is fun?
Yeah.
No, it's really hard. But yeah, good days and bad days, like everything, right?
We'll get to the next segment. I love your cheers and jeers every week now. I think you nail a lot of it. And just bravo to you for coming up with a good thing, and love the fact that I look forward to that every Friday. The Tim Walz thing.
As do I. Love the fact. I didn't know you look forward to it. That's,
I do.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
I don't know if that means anything to you, but you've got a reader in me. The Governor
Walz. You're AC 830.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
Yeah, a little less active on there now. But,
sorry.
Governor Walz, I would have put, I said 95% that he is running for a third term, but now to do some good reporting by Ryan Faircloth and Sydney Kashiwagi. I hope I'm saying her name right.
You are.
Says he maybe mulling it over, maybe having some second thoughts. Your thoughts on this and what might be at play here?
Well, I think he's. I think if. Well, for one, I think what happened June 14th with the assassinations of his very good friend and colleague, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, and let's not forget Gilbert, the dog, and the shooting of Senator Hoffman and his wife. I think that weighs on him, but I think he's always been ambivalent or a little, I think he's never been all in on this prospect. And I think that maybe made it a little harder, and he's well aware of how hard it is to win a third term, it's easy. Voters tend to give people two terms, but then when it comes to number three, they're kind of tired for all sorts of reasons. He's well aware of that. I think he's always, I don't know if he's moved from 90-10 to 50-50 or how he's moved on this. And I don't know what's ultimately going to be the deciding factor for him, but it's been, I wrote about this a little while ago. It's been a really big year for him personally. Mm-hmm. A year ago, he was at the national convention and on the national ticket, and then spent 3 months flying around the country trying to win that race, and then you come back and back to business as usual. And then what happened with Melissa Hortman is really, really difficult. So a whole lot, I think, is factoring into it. And I'm sure he's doing a gut check. Does he have the energy for it? Is there something else he wants to do with the rest of his life? I'm sure he's got a lot of ideas. I'm sure he could go somewhere else and make more money as well. A lot, I think. Also, his son just graduated from high school. His daughter's out of college. That's a time, too, where they're looking at the next phase of life. What does that look like? Yeah. So a lot is weighing on him, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's very very intriguing, to say the least, especially with, the people who would be next up, or the people who thought, okay, I might make a run, but it depends on whether he's going to run, and to see their ambitions suddenly rekindled is very interesting. All right, we'll take a break. 217, Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. We'll get to her cheers and jeers up next after this on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Continuing our conversation with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, her Cheers and Jeers column out today, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with the legal weed rollout. We finally have a new weed commissioner. It's the person who was in that role.
Official title?
Official weed commissioner. I think, you know, that's as good as anything. But this is continues to be quite a clunky rollout. And, do we think now it'll be smoother that we have a permanent person in place?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little baffled as to why it's taken so long, considering we're not exactly one of the first states to do it.
Correct.
So I would hope so, but I don't know. Sounds like they have supply issues now, too, and I don't quite understand that either, but okay.
And we also have, like, the Albert Lee situation, when you have the state, like, giving a license to someone, and then the city says, we don't think so. I mean, how's that going to play out if we have cities rejecting, for whatever reason, licensees who were given the go-ahead by the state?
Oh, I suppose somebody's going to have to sue and make an example of City Hall somewhere. I don't know if it's this Albert Lee business owner or somebody somewhere else, or if they're going to be, I mean, somebody's going to have to do something to get the cities to stop doing this, if that's the case. But again, we only have Albert Lee so far, who has refused this one business owner for whatever reasons that I wasn't there, but I've read the story and I'm not exactly clear what's going on, but I don't know if the courts may have to say, hey, look, these are your options.
Right.
You sign a, you have this small window of discretion and quit messing around here, cities. I don't know.
Praises to, boy, I tell you what, if your last name is Coleman and you're involved politically in this state, there's room for your kids and in-laws. That goes for Norm Coleman's in-laws and also Chris Coleman's, and his daughter picks up the win in the city council election this week. Tell us more about Molly Coleman.
Well, I haven't talked to her as a candidate, but I first interviewed her a few years ago when she was a law student at Harvard, second year law student, and then she had signed a letter, open letter in the school newspaper at Harvard, questioning why and whether Brett Kavanaugh would continue to teach at Harvard. At that point, he'd been teaching for 10 years at Harvard as an adjunct professor. He wasn't yet on the Supreme Court. The impetus for her letter was the hearings, the confirmation hearings, in which the, I would say, credible allegations of sexual assault were raised against now Justice Kavanaugh. And partly as a result of that letter, Harvard did end up ending their relationship with Kavanaugh. He doesn't teach there anymore. But to me, I interviewed her at the time. I thought that was a pretty bold move for second-year law student at Harvard, take on the administration like that. And she at the time said that sort of when you get into Harvard Law School, you realize you have a certain platform and you can decide how to use it. And I mean, out of law school, she also started sort of a progressive advocacy firm, rather than say go work as many Harvard law grads do, you know, go work for a big white shoe law firm where you're making a lot of money. She chose a different sort of path, pursuing progressive causes. And so she's made some bold choices, I think, in her life. This wasn't like, she didn't choose the obvious path to sort of go to a connected law firm here in town or something. So I just think she's an interesting, as I said, I think she's one to watch, and I don't think the city council will be the last place we see or hear from Molly Coleman. I mean, I hope she continues to sort of make these surprising and decisions in her career and challenges the existing orthodoxy, I guess. I think there's a lot of room for people who are willing to speak truth to power. So I hope she continues to do that. We'll see.
Yeah. Unless you're bringing up, dissenting views. And that's, I fully agree with you on your jeers to Hennepin County and the payout to Amy Sweezy. And as you bring up, she's had issues with both the current county attorney and the previous county attorney. And you pointed out, and now she's, the two different settlements. And you bring up the fact that, they moved her around because of differences of opinion. But as you point out, that should be part of your office. It shouldn't be everybody saying, you're right, county attorney. We all agree that the dissenting opinion is part of a process to come up with good decisions and good policy.
Well, and I think a lot of us, and I know you have too, who sat in the back of courtrooms and watch trials and arguments play out. I mean, one of the things you really learn and sort of admire from really good lawyers is they will be very, very aggressive in the courtroom. And then they walk out in the hallway and their friends talking about where they're having lunch or dinner or whatever. And, but why should the Hennepin County Attorney's Office be any different than any other workplace? Why would it be problem free? Right. But you would hope they might have a better means to handle sort of conflict or personnel issues, which the county can say what they want. But this sure, I mean, we're talking almost $2 million in payouts to Amy Sweezy, who, by the way, I saw in court several times and was a very gifted trial lawyer. Yeah. She was the prosecutor on Mohammed Noor, the officer who was convicted of killing Rushchick Diamond.
Yep.
That was not an easy case. And she just had a very experienced veteran prosecutor. And so it was just really disappointing to see this is what happened. So you'd hope they'd do better, but human beings, I don't know.
Not shocking. And kudos to you for giving cheers to the male cheerleaders on the Vikings and another absurd that people are giving up their season tickets. Oh, my gosh. We're okay with, women sexualizing themselves, but by God, there better not be a man on the field.
And there's no way. I do not believe people are giving up their Viking seats.
No.
People can say they are, but no.
No.
And furthermore, I mean, they've been watching men in spandex tights on the football field for how long? And they're cool with these men in tights hugging each other, smacking each other on the butt and all that, piling onto each other. But my goodness, if they should grab a pom-pom, I don't get it. And if you follow these, everybody, by the way, should follow these guys on social media. They're adorable. I mean, there's pictures of them out at, I still want to call it Winter Park, at Twin Cities Orthopedic in Eagan, the Vikings. There's pictures of them with these little toddlers who come to training camp. It's they're great ambassadors for the team, it seems. I mean, I checked out and made sure these two guys didn't have any criminal records. They don't.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Right.
I think they're going to be an asset to the team. I think it's going to be fun. So,
Your buddy Anton Lazaro with the
my buddy,
one of the most absurd defenses to try to get an appeal. The conduct alleged to be criminal consisted of little more than dating 16- and 7-year-old females. What a clown! I mean, the evidence is overwhelming that this guy was paying young girls with exorbitant gifts for sexual favors, and it's just ridiculous. This guy needs to go away. He is away.
He has gone away. Yeah,
he should stay away. Is what I'm saying.
He's going to be in prison. I think he'll. I was doing the math. He'll be. I don't know if he'll be 50 yet. He'll be close to 50 or a little older by the time he gets out. But yeah, I mean, on one hand, I want to say, okay, he's appealing the Supreme Court. He's trying to get his conviction overturned. You go with what you can. But on the other hand, it's like, this is so insulting, so far beyond the pale as to not, you know, watch the Supreme Court accept it. But I can't fathom. I guess you're in prison. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I don't know, but it's just gross. It's really gross. Because he also, as I think I pointed out, can't remember what I edited out, but remember this guy was, he was 30, in his mid-30s, he preyed on vulnerable young women.
Yes.
Get them drunk. I mean, imagine being drunk as a 16 or 17-year-old with a, and then you're with some predator who's 20 years older. It's just horrifying.
Gross.
It's just every parent's nightmare. Yeah.
Thanks, Rochelle. So, always enjoy our time together. We appreciate it.
Of course. Love being here, whether it's Chad or one of his many substitutes.
Yes.
But you're the best, Adam. Oh. You're the best sub by far. So
thanks, Rochelle. I appreciate
it. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Rochelle. Rochelle Olson, reader in the Star Tribune, Cheers and Jeers, and other great opinion pieces. Am I wrong? I'm excited for this. Are you excited, David? Is the committee excited? Were they hesitant now that we've got a substitute?
No. The committee is always excited,
okay,
whether it's Chad or a sub. We're ready to bring the proclamations because that's what the people demand. We're doing the people's work.
Am I wrong? After traffic and weather next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.